listening to On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Hey guys, so everything is really, really crazy these days. We have been kicked out of On Target headquarters for a little while there's some renovations going on, and it's making things super tricky to get the show out there. But I gotta tell you, this is a labor of love. I really, really want to get this music out to you, so I am doing everything possible, moving heaven and earth, as they say, to play these 21 amazing tracks for you to download and enjoy. So I did miss a week, but I'm back now, and I'm gonna do everything I can to keep us back on track. I'm gonna pick up where I left off and flip over that Elvin Cash and the Crawlers track, the Barracuda, that I played last time, with this pretty great revisiting of The Twine.
Thank you. Come on, baby, listen now. We gonna do the boogaloo.
May or may not have recognized that guitar sound in that track. That was very early Jimi Hendrix, but he really gets a chance to put his sound forward on that track. Lonnie Youngblood, Go Go Shoes is the name of that on the Fairmount label. Before that, I flipped over Workout Stevie Workout by Little Stevie Wonder. It's almost instrumental with some talking over top of it. It's called Monkey Talk. It's on the Tamla label. Great little number, and it started everything off with Alvin Cash and the Crawlers featuring the Registers Band. Do It One More Time, The Twine. Definitely echoes Twine Time and feels like a follow-up track to that, but there's something I really like about the instrumentation in this that stands out from Twine Time. Now I'm going to play a set of really interesting blue-eyed soul.
Here in my heart keeps a telling me no. Your act from the start has been telling me so. And I don't think I should ignore it. Something here in my heart keeps a telling me no. Worry better if I brought the pain, she brought the rain. Oh, her name was Sally. She took my heart, tore it apart. I just happened to be handy for Sandy to love, for Sandy to play with. She didn't want anyone to own her. Why'd she make me think that I was gonna? Each day I cried a little bit for Sandy. Each day I died a little bit for Sandy. Each day I tried a little bit for Sandy. Sandy doesn't care. We're going nowhere. Tears left a trace. Time won't erase or take the place of Sandy. My part wrong from the start. I just happened to be handy for Sandy to love, for Sandy to play with. My walls of love were high enough to hold her. There was so much I just never told her. Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy.
Something to say. On this show, they'll tell it to Groucho.
And now, here he is, Groucho Marx.
Don't applaud, just throw some money up on the stage. Thank you, and welcome to the People's Network. And here is my assistant, Patty Harmon. Now, what have you got to tell me?
Mr. Marx, we have a very special guest who's waiting to see you.
Oh, really? What's so special about this person?
Well, he's from Twilight Zone. Have you ever heard of that?
Heard of it? I've spent half my life in the Twilight Zone. Are you telling me that Rod Serling is out there?
Yes.
That extremely talented writer, director, producer, and all-around good fellow? Well, bring him out here.
Mr. Rod Serling, would you come in, please, and tell it to Groucho?
How did you like that introduction?
I loved it. I love it. It's alive, and I loved it.
Of course it's alive, but I had to say something to fill the time.
My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to worry. She don't have to rob and steal. I give everything that she needs. I am her driving wheel. My baby left me this morning now. Said she would be back soon. Yes, she did. She left me this morning now. Said she would be back soon. Morning, a late Saturday afternoon. I want to tell you something here. I wrote my baby letter. Don't want no one to tap the seal. No, I don't mind. I wrote my baby letter. Don't want no one to tap the seal. That letter goes to my baby, I am her driving wheel. Now wait a minute, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about my baby. I want to tell you about my baby. Every time she walks, she taps the thing on down the street now. close now, yes she does. I want you to come on home now, baby. That's where you'll get your steaks, potatoes, and cheese.
In my opinion, one of the best blue-eyed soul voices around. It was really blue-eyed blues, but that was Roy Head, Driving Wheel, on the Backbeat label. Before that, we had what I would consider blue-eyed northern soul. We started it off with the Paper Dolls, which is a British group, three girls. A great track called Something Right Here, and that's on Pi. And then after that, a track called A Little Bit for Sandy by a guy named Paul Peterson. Paul Peterson was a child actor who got his start on the Donna Reed Show and was one of those guys who was really popular when he was a kid and then disappeared off the face of the earth as far as acting is concerned. Although he did write novels and record music, he had a couple of hit pop songs. But this one didn't bother the charts at all. It was on the Tamla Motown label, the Motown label, which is really, really interesting because it doesn't sound like Motown at all. But it was big in the Northern Soul scene on the UK Tamla Motown label. Now, I found it on the Canadian Tamla Motown label, and it is really, really rare and odd and kind of awesome. Because it was written by Ardeen Taylor, who wrote and sang There's a Ghost in My House, which is a massive Northern Soul hit. You probably know it. He wrote quite a few songs for Motown. He is from Canada, not only Canada, but Winnipeg. Crazy. And Paul Peterson went on later in life, like starting in the 1990s, being an advocate for child actors, making sure they had fair hours and help them with their transition out of acting when they grew up, or the transition from being a child actor into being an adult actor. And he has won lots of awards for his work he's done in this field. Really interesting story, in actual fact. Okay, let's get back into the music.
Now I know what a good time we had. Why did you mess around? Now I hope you stay away, girl, 'cause now I don't even care.
Lover, lover, please come back to me. Oh yeah. Lover, lover, please come back to me.
Well, now I know that you didn't love me. Why did you stay around? Can't you tell, baby, I love you? 'Cause now I'm singing for you.
Lover, lover, please come back to me. Oh yeah. Lover, lover, please come back to me.
Oh. Well, you didn't want my love. No, you didn't want my charms. Well, you didn't want my love, so please stay away from me.
Lover, lover, please come back to me. Oh yeah. Lover, lover, please come back to me.
You are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
I started things off there with a great garage cover of Leavin' Here, of course, written by Holland Dozier Holland, originally recorded by Eddie Holland, made very popular in the mod scene by the Byrds. That version was done by Jimmy Hanna with the Dynamics on the Seafair Bolo label. They're a band from the Pacific Northwest, from Portland, I believe. And one of the cool things about getting that record in the mail is that it came with a signed 8x10 by Jimmy Hanna that accompanied the record when it was sent to a radio station, and it says a little thank you to the disc jockey on there. Super cool. After that, a Winnipeg garage band, The Quid, track called Lover Lover on the Eagle label. They only had two records, both on the Eagle label. That is the slightly more valuable one. And finally, one of my favorite Small Faces tracks, Understanding on Decca. And now, a record that has been a holy grail of mine, and finally, it is in my hands. I hope you enjoy this, The Hesitations.
Yeah.
killer Northern Soul set. Starting off with The Hesitations, She Won't Come Back. That's on the Cap label. Ugh, I've wanted that record for so long. Love it. Rita and the Tiaras after that. Gone with the Wind is My Love. I have that on the Kent Select label. Originally came out on the Dore label. There's one for sale right now on Discogs, only $10,000. You too could own that copy. I think I'll stick with my Kent Select. In 1979, something like that, there was an official repressing on Dore, which is also available about $30, something like that. And I finished everything off with Yvonne Baker, You Didn't Say a Word, on the Parkway label. And now, the Staple Singers, pre-Stax.
Are you sure your prayers haven't been answered nothing? Brother, think. Are you sure your prayers haven't been answered nothing? And sister, think. And don't you dare say the good Lord didn't stop to hear you. He sees everything you do. Sorry now and take an inventory. You come up with a different story. Because you see every move you make, every waggle of your head, every wink of your eye. It's his laughing, laughing, and his tears you cry. You may not know how to pray, but he loves you when you try. So raise your voice high, and the Lord will hear you. Hear you. Oh, you see every move you make, every waggle of your head, every wink of your eye. It's his laugh you're laughing, and those are his tears you cry. You may not know how to pray, but he loves you when you try. So raise your voice high, and the Lord will hear you. Hear you. Oh, are you sure you haven't been answered nothing? You better think. Are you sure, real sure, you haven't been answered nothing? The truth to think. Don't you dare say the good Lord didn't stop to hear you. He didn't see everything you do. Stare it now and take an inventory. You'll come up with a different story. Cause you see every move you make, every wiggle of your head and wink of your eye. It's his laugh you're laughing, and those are his tears you cry. You may not know how to pray, but he loves you when you're tired. So raise your voice high, and the Lord will hear you.
started off there with the Staple Singers on the Epic label, a 1967 cut of Are You Sure? And that was before they signed to Stax. And oddly enough, they opened up their set at Watts Stax with that song. And they have a song on the Stax label called Are You Sure? But it's not the same song. Aretha Franklin released that song in 1961. Pretty good version, but I gotta tell you, Mavis Staples' voice is just so raw that for me, the Staple Singers version wins out. After that, I played The Capitals, one of my absolute all-time favorite songs. I think that one will never ever get old for me. Don't Say Maybe, Baby. That's on the Karen label. And finally, The Contours, Can You Jerk Like Me on Gordy. You know, The Contours did another track that was pretty popular. What was that one called? Oh, yeah.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. But now I'm back to let you know that I can really shake 'em down.
Little bit of soul now. Yeah, the mashed potato plant. I'll tell you now what I saw. You were kissing him, and what's more, you look good together. I heard you mention me when you spoke, and then you made some kind of a joke about a man whose heart you once broke. You look good together.
Right, it's the Bets from South Africa, the place of my birth, where I'm from originally. So you know I've got a soft spot for any band from South Africa. You Look Good Together is the name of that track. It's on the Parrot label. Before that, I played the Sir Douglas Quintet, a very bluesy tune called The Tracker on the Tribe label, and started everything off with Brian Poole and the Tremolos. They're great, really great version of Do You Love Me, which of course was made popular by the Contours. And now let's head way down south with some Aaron Neville.
Go out and
a Latin Boogaloo number called Ready Steady Go. Hell yeah, sign me up. That's Prince and Princess on the Bell label. Love that track. And before that, Aaron Neville, Why Worry? That's on the Parlow label from way down New Orleans way. And bang, I've run out of time. Had a great hour. Hope you did too. And I'm going to keep on fighting the fight to bring On Target to your ears. I'm leaving you off now with Sister James by Nino Tempo and the Fifth Avenue Sax on the A&M label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.